Welcome to SBS Radio Filipino, Lynette.
Thank you for having me, Sybil. It's very, very important that you have me on today.
All right. So first I'd like to know is, what made you passionate about angels?
Well, I have an interest in religions and mm-hmm. comparative religious studies. Mm-hmm. And I love symbols. So the symbol of the angel invokes the feeling of love and peace and joy. And I think that it's really important for us in our life to be able to have something there to help us in times when we're feeling overwhelmed.
Can you share to us some of the interesting accounts you've heard of about the way the angels have protected someone's life?
Well, it's not, I mean, that's an interesting question, mm-hmm. but it's not something that is just purely what an angel does. Mm-hmm. And angels are symbolic of a lot of different aspects of our life, and the energy of the angel is within us all. And so every day we can experience miracles through the angelic energies of love and joy. And then we have the other side of angels, where they can help you and guide you. And so there is some books out there, and an author in particular by the name of Doreen Virtue. And she has quite a number of different books of different archangels like Michael and Gabriel and Raphael, mm-hmm. who she has compiled stories of true life instances where angels have been very, very important in other people's, in people's everyday life. Mm-hmm. And ones also where there's been life-saving events. So it's for everybody to go and search in relation to the verification of those instances. And it's truly life-changing.
How about you, Lynette? Do you also have like an experience wherein you felt like an angel was able to guide you?
Well, many years ago, it wasn't an angel as such, but you knew that it was an angelic mm-hmm. presence. Mm-hmm. And I was told that I was blessed of the blessed. And I didn't understand what that meant for quite a number of days, because I'm very into dreams and how dreams help us also in our life. And mm-hmm. so it was more of a dream and of being told that I was blessed of the blessed. And it was really a changing period in my life, which helped me to understand that I was to teach people. And okay. that's what I have done. I've mm-hmm. been doing a lot of workshops, and I've done thousands of readings for people. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful vocation to be in.
You're an angel sent as
well. You know, yeah. We are all angels, and mm-hmm. we all have such an intricate, there's no randomness in this reality. Mm-hmm. And it comes together so beautifully. It's like a symphony of synchronicity. And it's truly beautiful once we allow ourselves to experience having readings, mm-hmm. being the presence of people that are able to intuit for you what mm-hmm. is going on in your life. So it's really very, it's an amazing. I often say to my students, it's a Harry Potter world.
Wow. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of that. Okay. Miss Lynette, what can someone expect from angel readings?
Well, I think in the first instance, because one of the courses that I do mm-hmm. teach is how to understand and interpret psychic readings, yeah. which is called Messages from the Universe. Mm-hmm. And so what you can, first of all, a lot of people go because they're very vulnerable. They've had certain things happen in their life and they want some answers. Mm-hmm. And we're just so, life can be so overwhelming. So you get a lot of people that come to you to give you, to get some guidance. And so what you can expect from a reading, if it's a good read, you'll be able to, that reader will be able to connect into you and tell you and verify things that have already happened in your life. Mm-hmm. And that then gives you the feeling and the comfort that anything that is going to happen that's been predicted in the future is going to be a guide for you. Like a good reader will give you a good signpost of your journey along the way. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've researched psychic ability and I've researched readings, and that's how I sort of got into all of this. Mm-hmm. And so you can find, when you find your reader, that reader can really map out for you in a lot of instances. But, you know, it's never a point of accuracy. Mm-hmm. It's always a matter in relation to the aspect that we are. So there's so many things that are preordained in our life and that we're souls having a human experience. So it's extremely interesting. So in an angel reading or in any reading, mm-hmm. that person that's reading for you is giving you some good uplifting information. Mm-hmm. And is able to give you, you're able to resonate with that information. That's really, really important.
So there is a huge craze about angel readings now, and there are those who are against it, saying that angels are pure spirit and doesn't tell us about our fortune. Can you please take us on your point of view why, in some ways, angel readings can have an impact on our lives?
Well, you know, a lot of people, we're so indoctrinated through different religious texts.
Yeah.
But a lot of religions are taught on a fear base. And when you go more into the text as it should be taught, which is of love, of peace and joy, of helping us to come into some balance, then, you know, you're not as fearful. And a lot of people are told, I remember when I started out doing professional readings,
mm-hmm.
my father used to be my Sunday school teacher, and he told me that the devil was in those cards. And I said that because at that time I was reading tarot, and I said that, but Dad, you know, the monks over in Europe invented these cards because it's purely based on symbology.
Symbols.
So symbolism was very, very important in many, many centuries ago, because it's the only way that they could get people to relate, because a lot of people did not read.
Yeah.
So a lot of that symbolism was born as a result of the necessity of teaching the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people stick because to change, you see, to go into this area, you have to change your perception.
Mm-hmm.
And perceptions are extremely hard to change. And readings can allow you to have that ability to change those perceptions, because a reading can help you to understand that you're not alone. But there's also a scientific basis in relation to readings. And I mean, you know, we're having a very short conversation, and it can take many conversations in the quantum physics of a reading.
Yeah.
So that's another area altogether.
Okay, maybe next time we'll talk about that, Ms. Lynette. Okay, so 2017 is coming, and a lot of people are interested to know, what is it for them in the future? Do you think that a person should take it personally when they heard or read a particular reading of their future, or should it only be served as a guide, and why?
Look, that's a really good question, because, again, we're looking at perceptual things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people expected me to, you know, wear a scarf and these big earrings and be look more like a gypsy to read.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. But the thing is, it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's being introduced as a result of these more angelic readings, it connotates, the value of the word connotates a feeling of peace and joy and love.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you can segue into people's psyche through that way, it's very, very important, because it's not a future aspect. It's helping you to understand that you are a soul. And this is why I love to go into readings. I actually, in fact, have been on radio doing dream interpretations and doing readings as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important to get out there and understand and give it a go. And a lot of people, I've done thousands of readings, double.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you are able to switch someone on through what you're saying in a reading, even if I do palmistry on people, because there's a lot of things that I do in that form of divination, and it can really help people to understand that they can get guidance. They're not alone. And it's not a matter of, you know, as I said to you before, accuracy, because if you were told everything, you would not go out of your front door.
Yeah,
because you'd be
right.
too scared, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be scared.
I know.
Yeah.
So really, it's always what's right for your soul to learn and to grow in. And so there's so much in my work that I love, and I love to teach people, and I've been teaching people, as I said, for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's very, very close to my heart. So maybe we could, do you want to recap in relation to that question? Because, you know, it can be, it is a guide. Yes, it is a guide.
Mm-hmm.
But why it is a guide is only going to be time to understand that the person that you're going to have a reading with is the person that you resonate with, because not every reader is going to resonate with you. It's just more that you've got to give it a go. Have a go, and don't worry about what people say, and because if you just say to the universe, it's like a prayer. Prayers are always answered. And so when you pray for the right person to come into your life to help you and to guide you, then that will happen. Now, the way it may happen is that you might be standing in the line at the supermarket and you can overhear two women speaking about this, a fantastic reader, mm-hmm. and you have to interrupt them and say, could I have that person's number? Because mm-hmm. it's a matter of you putting yourself forward, mm-hmm. you having it, you know, when we go for readings and we're in that vulnerable position, we have a certain threshold of psychological pain mm-hmm. that puts us into that position. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so the universe will always answer your prayers, always answer the call when you send it out there.
Wow, thank you very much, Ms. Lynette Wilson, for that very interesting talk.
Wonderful.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.